So Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Nun Vav in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include the three opinions regarding from what point is freshly pressed wine considered complete to become Yayin Nesach and to become obligated in Trumas or Maisras. Mishayeri Lebar, the wine is completed after it leaves the gas, the press, and enters the bar, the storage pit. Or Mishayekapa Bebar, the wine is completed after it sits for a while in the bar and the grape pits float up to the surface. Or Mishayeshala B'chavias, the wine is completed after it is transferred from the bar into barrels. Rav Huna's distinction regarding the Mishnah's halacha Yerid Lebar, Masha Bebar Aser, V'Hashar Mutter. If the Akum touched the wine after it entered the bar, only the wine inside the bar becomes forbidden, but the remaining wine inside the gas is permitted because this wine was not yet complete. Lehechzer Gargusni Legas Mutter. The wine inside the gas is permitted only if the strainer was not put back into the gas. However, Hechzer Gargusni Legas Aser. But if the strainer was put back into the gas, the wine inside the gas becomes forbidden because the Yayin Nesach inside the strainer gets mixed into the gas. Nisach de Regel Loishme Nisach. Wine becomes Yayin Nesach only if a non-Jew touched it with his hand, but it does not become Yayin Nesach if he touched wine with his feet. And there's a discussion whether Mutter Bahana, the wine becomes permitted only in other benefits, but is forbidden for drinking, or Mutter Bishtia, the wine is permitted even for drinking.